This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Vincent Emmanuel Prince. Date of birth, February the 18th, 2022. Case ID number is 673-5623. Date of exam, March the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center and South Texas Hospital Systems in Edinburgh, dated 11/15/22. Identifying information. This is a one-year-old male who presented with his mother, who is his mother, Adalia Prince, to my office for a pediatric consultative examination. The mother is presently married and has one other child who is a twin of the claimant. The husband is presently working, and he's a correctional officer. He works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, the one-year-old claimant is not receiving disability benefits. The informant is the mother, Idalia Prince. Allegations, number one, G2 placement and coarctation of the aorta. History of present illness. The mother states, at the time of birth, the claimant was born with coarctation of the aorta. The claimant was hospitalized at Santa Rosa Hospital in San Antonio and has had 3 surgeries of the heart, along with a G2 placement secondary to multiple problems of the intestines. The claimant was diagnosed with coarctation of the aorta and intestinal atresia. He was found to have a proximal ileal atresia status post jejunostomy on 3/3. Then an ostomy was taken down and a G-tube placement was placed on May the 6th, 2022. The claimant had a repair of the coarctation of the aorta on 4/26/22 and most recently had a status post balloon angioplasty of the coarctation repair area after narrowing of the vessel was noted. The claimant was then transferred back to Children's Hospital on 6/11/22. The claimant's G-tube was changed to a button yesterday. He is taking the majority of his feedings by mouth. But the mother states that he was regurgitated and they had to go back to the G-tube. When the claimant was born, he had shortness of breath and was having problems with breathing. His oxygen saturations were low. He was born at preterm at 33.3 weeks, and he was a twin. The claimant was having symptoms of shortness of breath, palpitations, nausea, and vomiting. At the present time, the claimant is stable and is approximately a year old, but very underweight and underdeveloped for his age group. At the time of birth, the claimant had a weight of 1,500 grams and an oxygen saturation of 85%. He has also had respiratory syncytiovirus, and he suffers from eczema. The mother did relay to me that the child was a baby born through a sperm donation. His condition is stable at this time. Review of systems. The claimant does not suffer from headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or problems with day wetting. The claimant does have problems with loose stools and eczema. Activities of daily living. The mother is a stay-home mother, and she has a provider nurse that comes to help her with the baby. She is also taking care of the twin at this time. She does not work and stays home to care for the claimant. He is receiving speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy, which he has been receiving for 6 months. The mother states that she does see a change in his condition with the therapy. The father does work, and the mother does all the family meals and chores that have to be done around the house. As noted earlier, she does have a nurse aide provider who comes to help her. Developmental milestones. The child was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age. He has several health issues that needed specific care and accommodations. He also has to be in a cool place secondary to his heart problem and eczema. The claimant has barely started sitting alone without support and started doing this at 11 months of age. He is approximately 1 year old at this time. The claimant has not crawled, comma, walked without support, comma, said his first words, comma, said his first sentence, comma, self-dressed without help, comma, has not been bladder trained during the day, comma, has not been bladder trained during the night, comma, and has not been bowel trained. During the first year of his life, the claimant was afraid of new faces, especially at the hospital, and the first few months when he came home. He enjoys being held and enjoyed the surrounding environment, was active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The claimant has a tendency to track with his eyes and is starting to reach for things at this time. During the first year of his life, he sometimes cried, had temper tantrums. But was always a somewhat quiet child. Also, during the first year of his life, he rarely had extreme mood changes, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, comma, but did appear to be distressed at times. Birth history. The physician of the mother during her pregnancy diagnosed his heart condition when he was approximately 4 to 5 months in vitro pregnancy. He was diagnosed with coarctation of the aorta and a vascular ring. He also had an intestinal twist. A nasogastric feeding tubes were placed, but they weren't going through, and he needed an ileostomy at 12 days of age. The claimant was born at Rio Grande Regional Hospital, and he was a C-section baby and a twin. He was delivered by aid of instruments. Cesarean section delivery secondary to him being a twin. There were two babies born during this delivery, and the baby was blue at birth, but was and also jaundiced. He was given oxygen at the time of birth. He was placed in an incubator and was noted to have heart problems as well as intestinal obstruction. The claimant weighed 3 pounds and 6 ounces at birth, and he was 15.3 inches in length. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days. However, the baby was in NICU for 4 months. He was 12 days in McAllen, and the rest of the time he was sent to San Antonio at Santa Rosa Hospital for Children's Hospital. Past history. As noted earlier, the claimant has had coarctation of the aorta and intestinal atresia, found to have a proximal ileal atresia, status post jejunostomy on 3/3, then an ostostomy takedown and a G-tube placement on May the 6th, 2022. The claimant is status post coarctation repair on 4/26/22, and most recently status post balloon angioplasty of the coarctation repair area after narrowing of the area where repair was done on 6/7/22. The claimant was then transferred back to the Children's Hospital on June the 11th, 2022. He is presently at home with his family and has a special nurse as well as his mother to care for him at home. Social history. The parents are married and the father has a good job as a parole officer. There is nobody in the family that smokes and no one in the family that abuses alcohol. There is no one in the family with delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The mother denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father and mother are normal with no history of any kind of abnormality. They are both in good health at this time. Mm-hmm. And they have both been educated. The mother has a bachelor's of fine arts in graphic design with a minor in Spanish. And the husband has a good job at this time. The claimant does have a 2-year-old cousin who is deaf and has seizures. Otherwise, family history is negative. Medications. Famotidine, 40 milligrams / 5 milliliters, 0.625 milliliters BID. Hydroxyzine, 10 milligrams / 5 milliliters. PRN is needed. Propranolol, 20 milligrams / 5 milliliters, 1.2 milliliters TID. Tylenol, 160 milligrams / 5 milliliters, give as directed. Cetirizine hydrochloride, 1 milligram / 1 milliliter, 1 milliliter QD. Polyvisol, 1 dropperful QD. Triamcinolone acetonide, 0.1% BID. Fluocinolone acetonide topical solution, 0.01% BID to affected area. Comoceptine ointment, apply TID to affected area. Desitin paste, apply BID to skin. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination. Height, 26 inches. Weight, 13.7 pounds. BP, 115 over 93 mmHg. However, the claimant was moving a lot. Pulse, heart rate, 118 beats per minute. Oxygen saturation, 99%. Head circumference, 41 centimeters. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 10th percentile for his height according to his age and is at the 10th percentile for his weight according to his age. General, the claimant is not a well-nourished and well-developed male, but is in no acute distress at this time. The claimant is very happy and appears to smile quite often. He is able to see and hear as well. He does track with his eyes, and he is starting to reach and hold things at this time. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the last sentence? The claimant does track movements and people around him and appears to have a normal eye exam at this time. Could you drop down to cardiac. The claimant appears to have a normal S1 and S2 without any murmurs, rubs, or gallops heard at this time. His heart rate was elevated at 118 beats per minute, and his blood pressure was high at 115 over 93 mmHg, most likely coming from his condition. Abdomen, after the last sentence, the claimant has a G-tube in the stomach area the right upper quadrant of his abdomen, which appears to be clean and intact. Skin. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant does have rashes. He suffers from eczema and is being treated for that. He appears to have this condition over his body. Musculoskeletal. The claimant has full range of motion of all joints, and there is no active inflammation on examination. The claimant is not able to walk at this time, but is able to sit. He could not walk on his heels, toes, or squat, and appears to be only able to stay in his stroller. The claimant is a year old and has only attained the sitting position because of his condition. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function is not able to be examined at this time, secondary to the claimant not being able to walk. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant does have good fine finger control and dexterous movements. He is able to move his fingers and grasp, and he points to different things. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There is no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was decreased for his age, secondary to his problem. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver, as well as his mother. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and is not on imitation age appropriate at this time. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was not age appropriate, and the claimant appears to be at a very low level of development secondary to his condition. His general health shows no other evidence of abnormality except for heart problems and problems with development. Diagnosis. Coarctation of the aorta and intestinal atresia has been corrected with coarctation repair and a status post balloon angioplasty of the coarctation repair. He has also had a status post jejunostomy on 3-3, and an ostomy takedown and G2 placement on 5/6/22. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Prognosis, fair to good with treatment and therapy. The claimant appears to be progressing slowly, but does appear to be developing at a slower rate than his twin sister. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Vincent Emmanuel Prince.